Okay, Chevra.
So I want to spend a little more time on this topic of conversation about women learning Torah, just for another couple of minutes. If you remember, we noted that the Rambam paskins that a woman should not learn Torah. Tzivu chachamim shelo yilamed adam espito Torah. We had our diyukim in the Rambam to mitigate the impact of this halacha. There are two other shitos in the Tanoim that the Rambam does not paskin like. There's a shita that chayiv adam ulamed espito Torah, that there's an obligation to teach your daughter Torah. And that same Gemara in Sota daf chof amar aleph, if you look in the surah sheet, the Gemara basically says that although the mayim hamorim of the Sota are supposed to explode her and she's supposed to die, but sometimes it's something called zechus toila. Sometimes a person did particular mitzvahs which will protect the person. And mikan omer ben Azai chayiv adam ulamed espito Torah. Right? In other words, if you don't teach your daughter Torah, so she could become a sota, and she's going to cast dispersions on the mayim hamarim, how come it's not working? So you should dafka teach Torah in order to know that there's this musag of zochus tola, and zochus tola is a way of saying that, oh, maybe the reason why you didn't die is not because you're not guilty, but because you had some offsetting mitzvah. Rebbe Lazar says that Malam es Bizal Torah Kilu Lomda Tiflus, etc. That seems to be the opinion that the Rambam quotes. And there's a third opinion from the Gemara in Kedushin, where the Gemara just says that women are Pturos from Torah, not Chayavos. So it doesn't matter very much, the fact that there are all these other opinions, because Lahalacha we paskin that Tzivu Chachamim, that a person should not teach his daughter Torah. And the Torah Tamima writes, I give this on the sheet, the Torah Tamima says that some Chachamim say it's Ki'ilu Malam Do Tiflus, they say Yisarfu Divrei Torah Vayi Masru Lanoshim, etc. And he writes, Re'inu lahatikan b'seifa inyan misifa atik yomen yikar hametzis hanikra mayim ganim which is shut. And the mechaber of the sefer is Reb Shmuel Reb Elchanan Harakvalati, who writes to a certain wise woman with respect to the head of Talmud Torah Noshim b'zel hasheina. I'm just like paraphrasing what we have. Those people who want to connect to Rabbeinu Shlomo because he's good, so for them they could learn. Torah. So effectively, this sefer Mayan Ganim that the Torah Tamima calls a sefer Shayas Chuvis, he quotes a kula that maybe the iser is only to teach Torah in when she's a katana. Melamed es bito Torah. But as women get older and they want to connect to the Rabbeinu Shalom, etc., so then it's going to be permitted. That's what he argues.
Okay, first, that's the thing by fashion, not to teach his son, or rather, he's at Bar Mitzvah?
So that's a question. The Minchas Chinuch raises that question. The father's Mitzvah Chinuch is only in. Until the Bar Mitzvah, does it extend even after the Bar Mitzvah? So the Pashtus is that the mitzvahs in the Mishnah continue throughout. Right? Ha'av chayiv b'vnoi l'moyloi l'lamdo Torah l'hasi'el isha. Right? A father has an obligation to his son for a few mitzvahs. Mila, teaching him Torah, getting him married, yesh omrim afla hashito b'mayim, right? Even swimming, whatever it is. So, one second. So the Minchas Milah points out that since the mitzvah of lahasi o isha is only after the bar mitzvah, no? Before the bar mitzvah, you can't get married. It's not shaykh for a boy to get married before the bar mitzvah. So memela, the other ones also, the chayra should extend after the bar mitzvah. Again, yesh l'dayik l'kan l'kan, the subject of Minchas Chinuch. Do I assume that the mitzvah of Mila becomes is the son's mitzvah, and daddy is doing the son's mitzvah because the boy is 8 days old, he can't do it? Do I assume, no, it's the boy's mitzvah. And dad, right? Is it the boy's mitzvah or is it daddy's mitzvah? The nafkamin is, after the boy is 13, who has the mitzvah of Mila? I had this shailin yeshiva a couple of weeks ago. A guy comes over to me. He's Russian. Yeah, it's a related shayla. He'd never had pidyon haben. He found out he'd never had pidyon haben. So, should he wait and tell his father? His father is not religious, but his father is very nice to his religious son. So, whose mitzvah is the pidyon haben? The boy is like 20 years old. He's a YU student. Whose mitzvah is the pidyon haben? Is it daddy's mitzvah? Right? Or is it his mitzvah? Is he in violation? If I steal your mitzvah, I'm chayev asar ezahuvim. No? So, is the son allowed to do his own pidyon haben? Or not? That's a seriyah shayla. Seriyah shayla. Oh.
If you say like Rav Aaron, it's or is that pretty closer?
Is he saying that what?
That the idea of teaching her the Torah is that she's learning to come closer to that.
Oh, to learn close to get closer to God? Maybe. But unlike with Aaron Lichtenstein's friend of who is speaking about all women, he's speaking about a particular woman. If you have a particular woman who wants to get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then it's mutter for her to learn Torah on her own. Just that the father can't teach her Torah when she's young. That's what this Mayan Ganim says. The funny thing about the Mayan Ganim, and you could read this on the bottom of the page, there's an article from Dan Rabinowitz in Tradition, where a close examination of this tale reveals both a carelessness and negligence on the part of Rabbi Epstein. Mayan Ganim, first of all, is not a book of responsa. It's not a halachic book at all. Rather, Mayan Ganim is a collection of Bell's letters intended to teach the reader how to write letters in metrical form. Mayan Ganim is an interesting book, but it is a book of proper letter writing. So the fact that in this book he has this whole shtickle taira is completely irrelevant. I mean, the Torah Timim says, I don't know who this guy was, whatever, but it's a good sefer, it's a valuable sefer. But Lemaisa, it's not at all Pasha Pshat. Just two more Ha'aras over here. He gives examples of letters in the Mayan Ganim. If you turn over the page, the part that's in English. Okay. There is a tshuva of the Maharil. The Maharil seems to say that seems to be open to the possibility that we don't paskin that it's usher to teach Torah to your daughter. Remember, in the Gemara, Ben Azi says you're chayev to teach Torah to your daughter. Rabbi Elazar says it's ki'ilu milam do tivlus. Usually, we should not pass like Rabbi Elazar because Rabbi Elazar is shamuti. Rabbi Elazar is machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Shabbos about what shamuti means. He's a Talmud of Beis Shammai who is put in the Chayrim, whatever it is, and therefore we shouldn't pass like Rabbi Elazar. Yep, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Elazar. So that's a problem, but okay, the Rambam passing is that way. The Maharil, however, is open to the possibility that maybe we paskin that it is a full-fledged mitzvah. Afil ki mitzvah, karina be'is la'asas la'ashem, di'yotzeschar be'hafseido, v'koshkin de'inam mitzuvos, V'domi l'hai she'asru l'lame l'tamad she'ino hagon k'diksid matis haleo rasha, etc. In other words, the Maharil says maybe on the fundamental level women are chayavos learn Torah. We paskin perhaps like the Tanna ben Azai, not like the Tanna Rebbe Eliezer. The only thing is you shouldn't teach Torah to your daughter because it's like there's an iser to teach Torah to a Talmud she'ino hagon. No, you're not allowed to teach Torah to an improper Talmud. Now, what exactly is a proper Talmud? What's an improper Talmud? It's not clear. But if the Maharil is correct that the iser of teaching Torah, and that's what Nashon Daitan Kalos means, according to the Maharil, no? Maybe fundamentally there's a mitzvah. Narvas! Nashon Daitan Kalos means that the woman is not going to be a proper Talmud, and you're not allowed to teach Torah to someone who might misinterpret the Torah. That's a Talmud she'ein hagon. Now, if this Dimyon is correct, and again, then this is Schwartz's Chiddush, but I think the Maharil is saying it. You can read the words yourself. But if this is correct, and I put two and two together, and the Rambam tells me in Parak Dalet of Talmud Torah that a Talmud she'ein hagon, when you're not allowed to teach Torah, what that means is that you don't bring him into yeshiva, but you teach him privately on the side until he becomes hagon, and then you bring him into yeshiva. So if this is correct, I think this would be the biggest kula possible in Talmud Torah for women based on classical makoros. Again, the Maharil is a classic sefer. Like, not mamish a classic sefer. Nirlofin the estate. Now, there is a, just like two last ta'aros very quickly, the minhag in certain communities is that they teach Torah Shabbat Peh to women, but they don't teach women from a text. No? In certain Haredi communities, they'll teach women. Women won't actually own a Gemara, but they'll get photocopies of the Gemara, or the Rebbe who teaches them will speak out the Gemara. I think that's a relatively standard thing. My mother-in-law school, that's what's done. Is there any source for that idea? So again, this is Schwartz. I don't know if this is correct, but if you look at the smack, there are two girsais in the smack over here, and it's in parentheses. V'gam kasav oid, in the Hakdama to the smack, he writes, lomar l'noshim ha-mitzvah ha-noagos lahen. But that word lomar is in parentheses. What does lomar mean? Nir l'fin yisdaiti, that lomar means you tell it to them, but you don't teach it to them. Right? If that gears on the smack is correct, so perhaps this could be the pshat. Nonetheless, I think most of the Rishonim, when they quote that women should learn the dinim that are shayich to them, you get an impression that they should actually learn the dinim rather than just teach it, rather than just tell it to them. Okay, so this brings us to the end of Perek Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Try to think and maybe text me tonight about what limud we should do next. There has been a move to do something other than Hilchos Talmud Torah, so please text me and we will figure it out. But text me early enough tonight so I can still prepare for tomorrow. Okay.